East Buchanan's basketball to start the fourth quarter. They're leading by 129-28, led by two at the start of the quarter, led by one at the end of the quarter. They bring it across the timeline. Right side, Cornelius. Goes over left side. Shottle has to track down a high pass. Saves it from going out of bounds. Wimberly Johnson back in the ball game with three fouls for East Buck. Same starters for Chillicothe in this quarter. Snyder pokes the ball loose, but Shottle recovers it. No damage done. Fourth quarter just underway. Ethan Kilgore up top to Johnson. Johnson working against Brandsgard. They go into the corner to Cornelius. I'll check it. That's Kanegi. Left side to Johnson. Trying to get the ball back to Shottle. Shottle does. Finally come up for it. 45 seconds gone in the fourth quarter. 29-28. East Buck with the ball and a one-point lead. They slap the ball loose, but Chillicothe slaps the ball out of Kilgore's hands, but controlled by East Buchanan. Very methodical, deliberate offense run by East Buchanan. They don't get in a big hurry. They don't rush things. They don't panic. Very disciplined. Working the perimeter now. They're trying to lull you to sleep. Johnson pulls up the dribble. Right side to Kanegi. Trying to get it inside to freshman Kilgore. Marshall has him pretty well covered. It's a pretty good battle inside. And now they get it into Kilgore. Poked loose and Chillicothe controls it. Brandsgard down court. Up top to Trout, trying to take the lead for the first time in a while. Here is Chillicothe down by a point. Trout up top. Working against Kanegi. Right side to Willard. Looking inside. Nope. Back up top to Marshall. Lobs it into Snyder. Kicks it out to Brandsgard. Snyder was double, triple teamed. He draws a crowd now every time he is in the vicinity of a basketball. Brandsgard, the freshman, hangs with it. Marshall comes up with it, and no, did he step out of bounds, or did he travel, or what is the call? He was fouled is the call. Colton Griffin checks back in. Carter Cornelius with his fourth foul. Five team fouls on East Buchanan, three on Chillicothe. Chillicothe inbounds it up top to Marshall, hands it between the circles to Snyder. Circle left, Brandsgard. And a charging call on Trout. As one of the East Buchanan players went sliding across the court after contact. So another missed opportunity for Chillicothe. Poked the ball loose but could not get any points off the East Buchanan turnover. Up top, Colton Griffin, the freshman. And now everyone in front of me wants to stand up. So, he sets back down. Appreciate that. Right side, Johnson. Feed inside. Kilgore missed it from low post right. A rare miss for Kilgore. Chillicothe, the rebound. Willard shut off, double-teamed inside, kicks it back out. Trout throws a nice head fake, drives inside, lays it up, counted. Zach Trout steps up, knocks it in. He's got 10. He's having a game, and he gives Chillicothe the lead for the first time since the first half. 30-29, Chillicothe by one. 5:06 left to play. A lot of time, anyone's game. Eric Kilgore, the senior, shorter, drives inside. Count the bucket and a foul on Chillicothe. Eric Kilgore's second bucket of the night is a big one. Gives him a one-point lead and an opportunity. And Eric Kilgore, it's the first one on. I'll count it. First one is in. Kilgore, the three-point play. And it's a two-point lead. They have the foul on number five. Chillicothe doesn't have a number five in the game. So don't know who that last foul was on. Eighth team foul on East Buchanan now. So it's a one and one, or is it a two-shot foul? At the line, Wesley Brandsgard. So it might want to wake up the score clock operator, and that's the third foul on Eric Kilgore. Brandsgard, 2 of 2 in the first quarter at the line, and that one rolls around and falls out. Chillicothe just struggling in this gym tonight. They're not up to their normal snuff and I don't know why. Second one is a miss as well for Brandsgard. Two misses there at the free throw line. Still a two-point lead for East Buchanan and the basketball. Remember, if East Buchanan wins this game, we'll play at the same time tomorrow at 11:30. If Chillicothe comes back and wins, we'll play at 5:30 tomorrow. Right side, Tyler Schottel working against Willard on the wing. Johnson comes over for a little assistance. Back up top to Schottel. 4:20 left to play in the game. 32-30, East Buchanan leading Chillicothe. Walker Graves wants to check in when he can. Eric Kilgore rocked his foot. Traveling call. He stopped, but his trailing foot would not stop the momentum. And Brandsgard comes out. Graves checks in. Graves, Snyder, Trout, Marshall, and Willard. Midway through the fourth quarter, we're down by two. 4 minutes left in the game. Up top, Willard, left side, Snyder. Inside to low post, to baseline rather, to Adler Marshall. Foul was on the floor. I said eighth team foul earlier. That was actually the sixth, and now we got seven fouls on East Buchanan, so it's a 1-1. Kind of screened off from one of the scoreboards here, so I apologize for that. 3:52 left in the game, down by two. It's a 1-1 for Marshall. First one's in for Adler Marshall. That's a nice one. First trip to the line for Adler Marshall and his first point tonight. 3:52, a lot of time left in this ball game. Second one, off the rim, didn't get it to fall. Defensive rebound by East Buchanan. Bulldogs across the timeline. Right side, Tyler Schottel goes up top. Working around the perimeter. They're trying to set up Ethan Kilgore. Nothing develops for him, so they go to Eric Kilgore, the senior, on the right wing. Graves is defending him. Back up top to Schottel. Baseline right. Marshall is trying to slow down Ethan Kilgore a little bit. 3:15 and counting. And a pushing off foul on Chillicothe. That's the sixth team foul. They say it was out on the dribble drive or on the shot. Going to say it's on the shot. Two-shot foul. Adler Marshall with his second foul. Sixth team foul. Seven on East Buchanan. 3:14. A lot of time still left in this one. Just a one-point game. They said it was not on the shot. It was on the drive. So an inbounds pass goes up top to Johnson. And East Buchanan will set it up again, leading by one with 3:11 left to play. Up top, Eric Kilgore, the elder of the Kilgores, holds it. Goes over circle left to Schottel. Right side to Johnson. Underneath to Mr. Everything, Ethan Kilgore. He's got 17, and it's a three-point game again. 34-31, Chillicothe has managed 3 points in this quarter. 2:41 left in the game. Feed in to Graves. Graves kicks it out. Trout open three ball. No. And he can't sell the foul. Offensive rebound and a charging call on Cade Snyder. He floats through the air, misses the shot, called for the charge. Cade Snyder with 4 points and now four fouls. 34-31, 2:29 left in this game, and East Buchanan with the ball in a three-point lead. Chillicothe going to show a little pressure here. Snyder and Willard at the midcourt stripe. Pull the ball up, and that's going to be a pushing off foul as Chillicothe going for the ball, and the Hornets trying to force a turnover, trying to get something to happen. It's the third one on Adler Marshall. Eighth team foul. It's a 1-1. Chillicothe has lost to East Buchanan in the championship game each of the last two years. They just have problems figuring out East Buchanan. We're back after this timeout on KCHI. All right. Chillicothe took the timeout. Wimberly Johnson at the line for the first time tonight. He's got a three ball to his credit. 3 point lead right now, and it's a 4 point lead now. Two possession game. Chillicothe trailing 35-31, 36-31. Just a tough day for Chillicothe, and I don't really know why. Right side, Cade Snyder. Drives through the paint, leaves it for Willard on the baseline. Kick out to Trout. Back to Willard. Good defensive team is three ball for Snyder. Not even close. All the way down court, Johnson receives a full court pass, and we're going to play at 11:30 tomorrow, it's starting to look like. East Buck starting to believe they're 3-5, but they're not playing that way. It's now 7-point lead. 36-31 is what the scoreboard says. I don't know if that's right or not. Now they have it right, finally. Now they say 38-31. That would be a 7-point lead. That's what I had a minute ago. And there was a foul on the play. Sewell checks in for Chillicothe, and Snyder checks out. Meanwhile, Trout waits for his time at the line. Don't know who the foul is on. They haven't put that on there yet. Trout makes the first of a 1-1. This is where you want to make your free throws, get back into the game without time running out, running down. 38-32. And finally, they put the fourth one on Eric Kilgore. And Trout does his job at the line. He makes both of them. He's got 12. And it's a 5-point game. Minute 41 left. Trout applying some backcourt pressure. Kanegi shy of the timeline. And Trout with a hand check foul. First trip to the line for Seth Kanegi. Sewell checks out and Snyder checks back in. A dogfight here. No pun intended. 38-33, East Buchanan with the lead at the line. Still a two-possession game, a 5-point game right now. This would make it 6. That's what we got. Waiting for his second shot. And that one is in as well. Kanegi makes both of them, and it's back up to a 7-point game now. Graves up top. Work it over to Snyder. Baseline Trey. No, that one's off its mark. Snyder 4 points in this game. Both of those buckets in the third quarter. And Adler Marshall commits the foul. His fourth. Tenth team foul, so everything's 2-shot fouls now, and East Buchanan's done pretty good. They are 5 of 5 in this quarter. 6 of 6 in this quarter as a team. Shottle at the line. And Chillicothe in danger of losing their third straight game against a young but talented East Buchanan team, and Shottle misses the second one. Minute 9 left to play. 41-33. Graves comes up short. Chillicothe shooting against the backboard that is quite a bit away from the wall, if you're familiar. Offensive rebound. There's a three ball that also does not fall for Trout. Trout with a miss. Graves had the miss. And another whistle against Chillicothe. And when it rains, it pours. Graves with his second foul. Chillicothe 5-3. East Buck 3-5. That means absolutely nothing when you start playing basketball. 53.6 seconds left. 41-33. First one is a miss by Shottle. East Buchanan in the double bonus. Second one, also a miss for Shottle. Chillicothe, the rebound. Snyder down court in a hurry. has a shot blocked, got the wrist as well, and that's going to be two shots for Cade Snyder. 0 of 1 in the third quarter for Cade. 48 seconds left. 8-point ball game. East Buchanan leading. And Sewell wants to check in. East Buchanan pulls everyone back to use this as a timeout. Sewell and Jones both want to check in. And now the official is talking with the East Buchanan players. And, oh, that was the fifth foul on Eric Kilgore. So you have 60 seconds to get players, to get their relief player into the game. I didn't realize that was Eric Kilgore, the senior. He fouls out with 5 points. Ethan Kilgore is the one with 17, and Snyder's first one is in. 48 seconds left. It's an 8-point ball game. It's a 7-point ball game. Snyder did his job at the line. It's a 6-point ball game, rather. Chillicothe applying full court pressure. Sewell with the immediate foul. That's his job. He'll come in and commit the immediate foul. And Johnson will be at the line where he's 2 of 2 this quarter. Timeout. We're back after this. 46 seconds left. East Buchanan at the free throw line leading 41-35. Chillicothe still trailing. Back after this on KCHI. 45.6 seconds left in the game. First one for Johnson is in. He's got 8 unofficially. It's a 7-point game. 3-possession game now with 45.6 seconds left. And now we got an official saying hold everything, and he's checking with the scores table. And now, I don't know what's going on. Now someone else is coming over to help with something. So we'll see what happens here. Should East Buchanan hang on for the win, we'll be back here tomorrow at the same time, 11:30 start time. 42-35 is what the scoreboard says now. This has been the Ethan Kilgore show for East Buchanan. He's got 17 points and has played a fine basketball game. Johnson makes both free throws. He's got 9, and it's an 8-point game now. 43 seconds left. Up top, Snyder rushes a 3-ball off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound, 36 seconds. All Chillicothe can do is foul and hope for something. And that's it for Adler Marshall. He fouls out. Ben Jones checks in. Just something about East Buchanan that Chillicothe struggles with in this tournament. I don't know what it is, but this will be the third year now we've lost to East Buchanan in this tournament if things continue to go the way they are. And there is a miss at the free throw line by Ethan Kilgore. He's played a great game, 17 points. Makes the second one. He's got 18. 9-point game. We need 3 trays in 34 seconds. And a Willard left wing tray. That one off its mark. Gets the rebound and has it knocked out of bounds. Chillicothe led by 7 points midway through the second quarter and then just turned stone cold, ended the quarter giving up a 9-0 run, have never recovered from that. Led by 1 briefly at the start of this quarter, and that's about it. Snyder, 3-ball, hits that one with 14 seconds left. That's his first 3-ball. He's got 9 now, and it's still a 6-point game with 13.9 seconds left and a timeout on the court. And we'll take a 30-second break. Back in 30 seconds on KCHI. All right, 44-38. East Buchanan leads by 6. And Chillicothe awaits for the play to develop. And Chillicothe will obviously apply the full court pressure. 14 seconds left. 2 trays in 14 seconds. And there's an inbounds pass tipped out of bounds by Willard. Sewell will check in. He'll be the designated fouler, and Snyder checks out. And Trout ends up fouling on the inbounds pass. That will be Seth Kanegi, who has two free throws and two attempts here in this fourth quarter. 11.5 seconds left. We're not done with this one yet. Both teams in the double bonus. East Buchanan pulls everyone back off the line. First one is in for Seth Kanegi. And second one is a miss. 7-point game with 8 seconds left. Snyder from the wing. That one halfway down, back out. Rebounded by Kilgore. And we will play at 11:30 tomorrow. We will play tomorrow at 11:30. 1.5 seconds left. Chillicothe will fall to 5-4, and East Buchanan will improve to 4-5. Great game by East Buchanan. Chillicothe just struggled today at times. Struggled shooting, struggled finding shots, struggled from the outside. And just a good game played by East Buchanan. First one is in by Kilgore. He's got 19. I don't know how this team lost 5 games. Because they're playing like someone to deal with tonight. 20 points for Kilgore. Chillicothe not been able to slow them down. And your final score, 46-38. So Chillicothe falls to 5-4, lose their third straight. East Buchanan improves to 4-5. And we'll be back with our summary in 2 minutes on KCHI.